This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
From the studios of AAA Murray Country, out into the deep wilderness, unleashing our wild side with animal yarns, is Ranger Stacey.
It's me. Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that theme song. Brings back memories. Look at you bopping along in the studio.
It's one of my favourite segments this week because I love learning about animals and you've really opened our eyes and the public to different animals each week, Stacey.
Well, I'm continuing to do that today.
Today is, last week was the echidna.
Yes. So we're going through the alphabet because there's so much to talk about when it comes to wildlife and stuff. You know, like I'll be here for years doing this. Because it's never ending. So F is the letter
Let me have a guess, because I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. There's a few.
I know it, because it's your favourite. Frog.
You can just read my mind.
No, I was thinking back to, like, what's your favourite? One of the frogs are your favourite.
Frogs are one of my favourite animals.
It is frog?
Apart from wombat. It's frogs.
Yeah.
We're going with frogs today. I've got to tell you, though, it was a tough decision, because I was... Actually, up until this morning, I was going to go flying foxes because they are fascinating, F today. Mm. And then I was also going to talk about the frilled neck lizard.
Ooh.
So that's food
for
thought.
But hey, look, you've got to go through the alphabet yet. Yeah. So, you know, there's 27
letters
in the alphabet.
We'll come back up. 26, I think.
26?
26 letters.
Geez, you got me.
Ooh. Okay. So
tell us a few stats about frogs. I mean, there's so many frogs, isn't there?
Oh, there are so many. Well, just in Australia alone, there are more than 200 known species. And they go from, you know, all different, from rainforest right through, you know, there's desert species as well.
Wow.
So there's lots and lots of frogs. And frogs are really special because obviously they're known as amphibians. So they're cold-blooded. But the reason why they're amphibians is because of their life cycle. So as we know, frogs mainly lay their eggs in water. And
I did not know that.
Didn't you know this?
I didn't know that.
See, I take things for granted that people know this stuff.
Well, see, but you're Ranger Stacey.
Well, exactly right.
You know.
And I love talking about this stuff. So basically, you know, well, you know this.
Well, it's tadpoles, right?
Yes.
Oh, I did know that. I'm an idiot.
You're forgetful. So they go from frogs and then they start to develop into tadpoles. So, you know, the little back legs pop out and they develop their tails. And they also get internal gills to breathe so that while they're underwater. But then as they mature and turn into adult frogs, they develop lungs so they can breathe. So then they hop out onto the land.
So hold on.
Yes.
They're not, they can't breathe underwater then after that?
No, they have to come up and breathe.
Okay.
Yep. So they develop their lungs, but they still do go into the water,
obviously.
But they largely live on land. So that's when they're terrestrial then. So so they've got some really cool, you know, one of the cool things about frogs is the organ known as skin. So they can breathe also through their skin and absorb moisture through their very sensitive skin.
Is this why we're supposed to only touch frogs when we have wet hands?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, if you had, say, some sort of chemical or detergent or something on your hands, you can burn their skin.
Wow.
Do you remember this from the old
I do remember this. Oh, this is one I do remember.
Yes.
Like, you used to say this a lot when you used to pick up frogs.
I did. I'd always have, like, fresh water on my hands because I didn't want to burn their skin.
I remember this.
Yeah. Oh, this is great. I love this.
Turn back the clock.
And sometimes they have, like, a slimy mucus on their skin too, and that protects them from being dehydrated and keeps them nice and moist. They've also, like the tree frogs, that's a beautiful
green tree frogs, yeah.
Yes, there's green ones, there's dainty tree frogs, there's red-eyed tree frogs. They have adhesive like toe pads. So have you ever seen a green tree frog climb up a window or something? So they've got those pads, like suction cups. That's it. Now, did you know this? Do you know how a frog swallows its food?
Whole.
Yes.
Yeah.
Swallows.
I did know that because I've seen...
Because they don't chew.
Yeah, I've seen frogs eat things.
And have you seen them, like, they look like they're blinking? So what they're doing, because they eat their prey whole, they can't chew it. And they do swallow whole, but to help it force it down the throat into the stomach, they blink. And their eyeballs, like, drop into their mouth.
And pushes it down.
And pushes it down.
What?
Isn't that cool?
That
Imagine
is rad.
Doing that. Imagine if you did that.
No. Good. I don't want to imagine that. That makes me a bit, freaks me out a little bit.
It is a bit freaky, yeah.
That is amazing.
That is amazing. So they basically use their eyeballs to swallow.
Wow.
So that is another cool fact about frogs. And there's all kinds of different, as I mentioned, more than 200 different types just in Australia. And some of my favourites, I love the, well, I love tree frogs, but I like the pobblebonk.
The pobblebonk.
Yeah, it's called a pobblebonk. And
I might just
really,
say that once. It's pretty hard to say.
Name.
Pobblebonk.
Yeah, and their little voice is a little bit like a bonk. It sounds like a banjo being plucked, you know, like...
Oh.
Like... Bing. Kind of like that, like a bonk sound. Yeah. But not that that's a sound, but it's like a, it's a cute little sound. There's other ones like, as I mentioned, the tree frogs, the great barred frog, the gastric brooding frog is a good one.
Gastric, no.
No, it doesn't have like problems in the tummy. No, what happens is the female, she actually, when she has her eggs, she swallows her fertilized eggs and she doesn't eat for about 6 weeks.
Wow.
So basically she swallowed the eggs. The eggs then pass through, they're in her stomach. They turn into tadpoles.
And she spits them all out in the water.
Yes. And then...
What? So she vomits her
she
kids
like,
up.
Sort of regurgitates the little frogs out,
get out
her
of
her mouth.
Get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why she's called it gastric, as in stomach, brooding frog. And then there's the corroboree frog. You may have seen these. Like, you have to check it out. They are like a beautiful yellowy gold and black pattern striped frog.
Corroboree
frog. They're beautiful frogs. And they each have a different, like, pattern on their throat.
Yep.
That's almost like an individual, you know, original pattern.
Stace, you just continue to amaze us. Yep. You continue to amaze us on this this great segment that you've created, Animal
Thank
Yarns.
You.
I'm actually very excited again for next week. I mean,
next week is G.
It's so hard to wait for these.
Well, you have to wait. All good things. What's the thing?
No, all good things must come to an end. We don't want that.
There's a waiting. There is something about waiting. So, you know, wait and you will...
Receive.
That's it.
I actually don't think that's it either.
No.
But we'll be back next week with Animal
Yarns. Can't wait. Did you like that?
Loved it.
Frogs. F.
Yeah, the frogs.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.